Welcome back to Live and Local. I'm Aaron Kett, coming at you from Trinsic Aura Studios here at University Place. Joined tonight by a special guest, Frank Tomorrow, also known as Frank Tomorrow, who's got a show at The Cave next week, Thursday, August 17th at 9 p.m. You can head to The Cave's website, caverntavern.com, get more information on the show and ticket information and everything else. Frank here in the studio with us today to chat about his work. Thank you so much for being with us.
Hey, no problem. Nice to be here.
So you started making music. So you're 69, right about to turn 70.
Just about. Yeah, I'm an old timer.
And started making music just a few years ago.
Just shortly after retirement, I needed to do something. So
yeah, got to tell us the story of how that's a cool transition.
Yeah, so. I built a kind of a man cave studio shed
already on
my
board
property,
with this.
And I started putting stuff in, and then I got into some. Since little modular synthesizers, and I thought, this is interesting. Then that led to one another. You start accumulating toys, and then I made friends. I have been friends with some local luminaries in the alternative music scene, like Ted Johnson, Angela Winter.
Angela Winter's great, yeah.
And John Shannon. And so the four of us got together, and they gracefully invited me, a real novice, but they knew my passion with music from way back. So they said, hey, why don't you come sit with us and bring whatever toys you have, and we'll play.
Nice.
And we did an amazing several sessions together. And I was on seventh heaven. I couldn't believe that I was actually helping our group create musical pieces that even I enjoyed. So it was great. And then we said, okay, let's record. Let's go on. Well, we did record. We recorded maybe six or seven pieces. And then we said, well, we got to play. And then the pandemic hit.
Mm-hmm.
And that basically stopped that cold in its tracks. So I started just progressing on my own. I got myself a controller, keyboard, and then my brother-in-law turned me on to some software, Ableton in particular. And one thing led to another, and I have an IT background, so I was able to easily maneuver all those controls, not easily, but more or less without too much difficulty. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I started creating tracks, and then I discovered Bandcamp and realized how easy it was to upload tunes up to Bandcamp and send out the word. And one album led to another, and I'm up to 19 albums.
19 albums, yeah. Just in the last 3 years, which is
pretty
incredible.
Much, yeah. 3 years, yeah. I've been busy.
What's your like background in music? What inspired you?
I have no background in actually creating music, but I've been a huge music aficionado since my early teens. The Beatles here. I even have a list of influences.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Frank Zappa, John Lennon, John McLaughlin, Brian Eno, Robert Fripp, Peter Gabriel, David Byrne, Chick Corea, Dead Can Dance,
yep.
Pink Floyd, Nine Inch Nails, Mark Isham, Jethro Tull, Radiohead, Underworld, Psychedelic Furs. I mean, it as you can see, the influences are vast. I don't just focus on one particular genre of music. I'm influenced by the whole spectrum of music sources. So, and that's reflected in the music that I create. I have symphonic inspired pieces. I have ambient pieces. I have kind of the German Tangerine Dream Kraftwerk beats in there as well. So it's a hodgepodge. I'm not extremely proud of my very early albums because I was still kind of figuring things out. But as you progress and as you mature and gain experience, you know how to not include everything and just
right,
be
right.
more selective of what you want to create. And so, yeah, it's been fun. It's been a wild ride.
Speaking with Frank Tomorrow. Frank Tomorrow is the recording name, playing at the Cave on Thursday, August 17th. That's next week Thursday at 9 p.m. in downtown Chapel Hill. So go back to the first album that you put out. When that released, when you hit publish on Bandcamp, what was the feeling?
I was blown away.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that my work can go out there and make it available to anyone in the world. And Bandcamp provides you with a bunch of tools that you can use to merchandise what you've got, create merch, sell it on their site. And they take a little cut, of course, but it makes the artist much more accessible worldwide in a relatively easy interface that you can easily navigate through. So, yeah, that really blew my mind that I realized, hey, I don't have to press CDs. I mean, you can.
Right.
Once you get to a certain level of popularity, you can press records and CDs, and Bandcamp will help you with that. But I'm not at that point. But you know, they have lots of options, and so no, it was mind blowing.
That's a really interesting bell curve today with music, like a reverse bell curve, I think, with music marketing, where you're not popular enough to press CDs, and then you are popular enough, and then you get to a point where you don't have to anymore because you're too popular. It's fascinating to me just how just the marketing and the production and the presentation of music to people changes dramatically based on just how people listen to music in the first place. Do we listen to CDs, LPs? Do we stream? Like it's fascinating.
Yes, it's opened up the spectrum of options right now for musicians and noise creators. I'm also a big fan of noise. I was part of the 919 noise community, still am, and I've performed at the Nightlight for a while, several times. But this is the first time I performed outside of the Nightlight to a paying audience, so to speak.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited for this opportunity.
Yeah. What's the show going to entail next week?
Well, it's an audio visual feast for the senses. I have a little bit of a light show. I always have I create a bit of a Pink Floydish light show.
Nice.
I have maybe a little bit of a smoke machine going to create this mysterious cave effect. Some sound effects throughout the performance or interspersed between songs. And of course, I'll have the inimitable Rob DeMauro, to whom I'm very closely related, who will be providing some percussion instrumentation. And that will be almost completely spontaneous. I'm not even sure what he's going to come up with, but I'm sure it's going to be unforgettable.
Neither is he. It's fine. Yeah.
It's going to be unforgettable.
He's so your son, right?
Absolutely.
Yep. And for people listening, might be familiar with the name, Rob is, among other things, the drummer for Heat Preacher.
Absolutely.
I think the most notable thing for live and local
Heat
purposes.
Preacher,
but Mixtape Grab Bag, works with School of Rock. I'm missing six things.
Yeah, lots. He's been all over the place. Yeah. He used to be at the station.
Yep.
Lots of things, and he's a all-around great guy.
Who are some of your other favorite local artists in the area? You mentioned a few already.
Well, like I said, Angela Winter is I'm a big fan of hers. I love everything she does. Ted Johnson is also quite he's a staple of this area. He was with several progressive rock bands. Right now he's kind of semi-retired, but he has been very supportive of everything I've tried to do, and providing me with tips and gear also. He would lend me, he's got tons of gear, and so he's always saying, hey, why don't you try this pedal and see what this does, so, you know. And so I really, really appreciate Ted's
it's good to have that person in your life.
Yeah,
right?
it is. And there's lots of local bands. I can't name them off the top of my head, but there's a lot of good local talent in this area that I'm very interested in listening to.
I'm speaking with Frank tomorrow. Again, The Cave Show next week, Thursday, August 17th at 9 p.m. right downtown Chapel Hill. Check it out. Let's hear a song. What are we going to hear?
Okay, well, we're going to hear Veronica Never Knows, which is a song that was after the pandemic. You kind of realize all the things that you could have done or should have done, the people you have lost to disease or whatever. And it's kind of a song tinged with melancholy, and I really liked it. I'm very proud of this one. I think it's one of the best things I've ever done, and I hope the people out there like it as well.
Title track off an album that came out earlier this year, Frank Tomorrow with Veronica Never Knows on 97.9 The Hill. Awesome. That was Veronica Never Knows by Frank Tomorrow, who is here in the studio, going to be playing live at the Cave next week, Thursday, August 17th at 9 p.m. Everyone invited to downtown Chapel Hill for that. Should be an awesome show. Again, thank you so much for being with us. This has been fantastic.
Thank you, Aaron. It's very nice of you to invite me here.
What is next for you after the show on next week?
Well, I'm already working on my 20th album release, and in fact, we'll be playing one of those songs at the show on next Thursday. So for the first time, no one's ever heard this song other than Rob and I. So I'll be excited. I'll be very enthusiastic about sharing that with the audience. I hope everybody shows up. Everybody I know in Chapel Hill needs to come.
What do you think it is that like drew you to like ambient music, noise music in the first place?
Well, I've always been a fan of progressive music and jazz influenced. I saw many bands from that genre, like Tangerine Dream, Pink Floyd, Brian Eno,
right.
All those bands. I've either seen live or have been following for years and years, and so they were a very deep influence on what I've tried to do, and I always go back to that stuff. But I also like to record sounds of nature and intersperse them into my song. So sometimes you'll hear a babbling brook or some birds chirping in the background, or sometimes I have recordings of German trains coming into a Bahnhof, or people speaking on the phone in either German or in Hungarian. So because I have my travels, I always bring a little recorder with me, and I'm always recording sounds on metro stations and all sorts of places, and like opera houses as well. I got caught in an opera house, so I wasn't able to share that one. They wouldn't let me record in an opera house in Budapest. But anyway, that's another story. But in metro stations, I have recordings of a metro going through down underground Budapest, which is really interesting. So I take these recordings, I modify them, I add some echo, add some reverb, and include them in a few of my pieces.
Now I got to hear the opera house story. Is this like someone run up and start yelling at you in Hungarian? Is that what it was?
Yeah, I was sitting in a box seat, right, watching this opera, this beautiful opera. And it was like, I mean, the opera in Hungary is like $20 for a box seat.
Right.
Yeah, it was ridiculously cheap. And this woman opens the door and somehow saw this little tiny red light on my recorder and almost yanked me out of the chair and said, "You put that out." It's not Hungarian, but anyway, the language that they speak over there. I didn't understand a word, but I knew that if I didn't turn that off, I was being put in the gulag, some gulag somewhere. So I turned that off real quick.
That red light will betray you no matter where you are, right?
I missed that. I messed up.
People want to find you online. Where can they go?
They can go to Frank Tomorrow. That's one word, franktomorrow.bandcamp.com. That's probably the best place if you want to take a sample.
Again, franktomorrow.bandcamp.com is the website. Veronica Never Knows, one of 19 albums that are up there now. Looking forward to number 20 coming soon. Anything else that folks should know about you or the Cave Show that we haven't hit on yet?
No, I'm very proud to be finally performing in the Cave. I've been Rob and I have been living here for the past 34 years, and this is going to be something to behold.
Again, it's at the Cave next week, Thursday, August 17th, 9 p.m., Frank Tomorrow playing there. Again, franktomorrow.bandcamp.com to get the full catalog of great music. Frank, thank you so much for being with us.
You are the man, Aaron.
Coming up next, we mentioned Heat Preacher with Rob Tomorrow. We mentioned Angela Winter. We'll have music from both of them coming up next when Live and Local continues after this.